No, after class you can ask him. I give at Radhakund we just give classes. Everywhere here they give class, and afterwards you can have discussion. I suppose the emphasis is more on just hearing very attentively. A little different. So this is a Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, October 14th, 2014. Dandavats.
Please excuse us.
Yeah.
We will come another time.
Thank you for blessing us.
We didn't know that you have class here.
Yeah, 3 to 5 we have class, and then Harinam from 5 to 6. So please, we would like to have your sangha anytime.
Yeah. We were waiting for this many months to come here and meet you.
I hope. Ready, ready. Dhanyavad. Vancha kava truvyascha kripa sindhu vaiva chavatitanam pavani vyo vaishnavi vyo nama. Sri Guru Tattva ki jai. Param Vaishnavas ki jai. Shuddha Bhakata Charanarenu Vajana Anukula. It's Anukulya to worship and serve the pure devotees. Shuddha Bhakata Charanarenu Vajana Anukula. So devotee and his servants, the Lord and his servants, the Guru and his disciples, worshipable entities. Jai Shri Radhe. So this is a beautiful story from Anti Lila chapter 4. And it's called, the title of this story is Gauranga Unveils the Gem. And it goes from verse 112 to 134. This is verse 112. Sadguni Panditye Sabhara Priya Sanatan Jatad Yogya Kripa Maitri Gaurava Bhajan Bhajan Maitri Gaurava Bhajan. Sanatan Goswami was very dear to everyone because of his exalted qualities and his learning. Suitably, therefore, all the devotees bestowed upon Sanatana Goswami their mercy, friendship, and honor. Okay, close the door. So this is a very wonderful verse in glorification of the Vaishnavas. It is said in other places, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he would start speaking about the Vaishnava Mahima, about the glories of the Vaishnavas, he would speak so vociferously, so effusively and vociferously, an endless stream, a Ganga stream of glorification would come out of Lord Chaitanya's mouth. And it appeared that he was in great ecstasy when he was glorifying the devotees. And not only that, it seemed that he was speaking with 5 mouths. He was so much glorifying, it appeared like he was glorifying the devotees of Panchamukha Mahima. He was glorifying them. So this is, of course, one of the great activities that the Vaishnavas do. They glorify the Vaishnavas. Shri Hari Shri Guru Vaishnav Seva. So we serve the Lord, the Vaishnav Kirti, the Guru Kirti and Krishna Kirti, the fame and glories of Sri Krishna and Radha and Sri Guru and the devotees. They're all glorious and worshipful entities. And it's purifying to remember a devotee. It's purifying to glorify a devotee. So here, we hear some of the glories of Sanatana Goswami.
Thank you.
He's dear to everyone. The six Goswamis are glorified by Srinivasacharya in the Goswami Ashtakam. Dira dira jana priyo priyakaro nirmatsara anambat bijito. Sri Chaitanya Kripa Prabhupada Bhara Vahantarako Vande Rupa Sanatano Rugu Yago Sri Jiva Gopalako. The six Goswamis, they were, everyone liked them. Dira dira jana priya priyakaro. Priya, priya jana. We heard this phrase in Gita, priya jana. Manmana bhavavad bhakto. So the dira and adir, those sober, sattvic, self-controlled Vaishnavas, Brahmins, sattvic, good people, they're the dira. They liked the six Goswamis. They admired them. They appreciated them. They were very dear to them. But even adir, those that were rajasic individuals or tamasic individuals, the lower class people or the drunkards or whatever, even they like the six Goswamis because everyone likes a humble person, whether one is rich or poor or whether he's, you know, tamasic or sattvic. Humility is appreciated everywhere. So that they were so humble. Dira dira jana priya priya karo nirmatsara anasat. So they didn't have any, because they were free of envy. They weren't envious of anyone. They honored everyone and they loved everyone. From the Chamara to the Bhangi to the Brahmin to the Vaishya to the Baniya. Everyone they loved and honored and respect. Sanatan Goswami, when he's wandering around, we're speaking of Sanatan Goswami. And it's explained in Bhakti Ratnakar how when Sanatan Goswami was wandering around Braj Mandal and other places, it's told also in his Charitra, his biography, he was so friendly. He was doing Madhukari, Radhe Radhe, oh Ma Radhe Radhe. He was taking one, two roti, little buttermilk. But then the people would come out and say, oh Baba, I have this problem, my family, and then can you help me? Yes, 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 what is your problem? And he was such an expert minister of human affairs, and all of his experience throughout life and his high education, learning, he knew five languages, Sanskrit, Bengali, and Hindi and Persian and so many languages. And he had so much experience in the government dealing with people and kings and money and everything. A very learned, well-grounded person. So then he could give advice on so many fields of economy and emotions and psychology and families and everything. And he wasn't saying, oh, I'm doing my bhajan. I'm just doing Madhukari. I'm wandering from Leela Stali to Leela Stali. Nana Ratnani Badamula Vitapa Shiyukta Vrindavane Radha Krishna Aharani Shamprabhachato Jivartano Yuma. He was not just looking for Leela Stalis and relishing the pastimes as he's wandering from village to village, but he was helping all the Brijvasis and speaking to them and giving them good instruction and good advice, and that's mentioned there in Bhakti Ratnakar. So he became very Priyajana. He was very dear and beloved to all the Brijvasis, and he had a shaved head. And before him, 400 years before Sanatan Goswami came to Braj Mandal, there were so many Nimbarki sadhus, and there still are. And they would also go door to door. And they say, Ma, Radhe, Radhe. And they would take Madhukari. But they have big beards and long hair, most of them. The sadhus, the vairagis, Nimbarki vairagis or sadhus, long beard and long hair. So now comes Sanatan Goswami with a shaved head. And he said, oh, this is very different. My grandfather told me about the sadhus will come to the door to beg rotis. And my great-grandfather told me he used to give rotis. And my grandmother, and my great-grandmother, and my mother. And now I'm married. And sadhus have been coming to our door for hundreds and hundreds of years. And they always had beards and long hair. And we gave them rotis. But this sadhu is different. He's looking different. These are all Nimbarkis. Before it was almost all Nimbarkis, because they're basically the main Vairagis here. Nimbarkis are just sadhus, Haridwar sadhus or Advaitin sadhus, moving around Braj for whatever reason. And this is very unusual. And those other sadhus, they were busy with their bhajan, they would take their rotis and go. But this, and these Nimbarkis, they're all from UP or Haryana, they're all people of this part of the country, Rajasthan, etc. But this sadhu, he's a Bengali. And this sadhu has a shaved head. And this sadhu, he's helping us and he's guiding us. And he doesn't even mind spending 1 or even 2 days. He'll stay even overnight in our village to guide us. And there's one village near Yavat. There's Barobetan and Chotobetan. There's one village near Yavat. Chotobetan and Barobetan. Betan means to sit. So the village where Sanatana Goswami stayed for 3 days. 3 days in one village. Helping, because the people wouldn't let him go. Oh, please stay, Baba. They were crying and crying and crying. The babies were crying. Everyone's crying, so he stayed. But generally, Nimbargi sadhus would take a roti and go. Wandering mendicants, paribrajak, just wandering here and there. So very different. He's Bengali. His mukha is Bengali. His body, external body, is Bengali. And he has no hair. So what did they... So they, what name did they give him? They called him Mudia Baba. Mudia Baba means... Mudia means shaved head. 500 years ago, that name is still popular today. Mudia Baba. So popular, Sanatana Goswami was with the entire... Thousands and lakhs of sadhus have graced the land of Brajabhumi with their holy feet and their holy teachings. And their prabhav and their darshan and their kripa and their diksha. And they've taken Madhukari for thousands and thousands of years. But only one sadhu and all those thousands of sadhus and thousands of years, there's an entire day named after him, and he has a name which is known to every single Brijvasi for the last 500 years. They forgot all the other sadhus after so many years or generations, but this one they don't forget. Because every Purnima in July, it's called Guru Purnima. Everywhere in India, it's called Guru Purnima. It's the appearance day of Vyasadev, birthday of Vyasadev. Here in Braj Mandal, and in the Hindi calendar called Braj Bhumika Panchang, Braj Bhumika Panchang, it says, this day is Mudia Purnima. And he left his body in Manasi Ganga, in Chakaleshwar, this Kutia. And all the Brijvasis go there to pay respects to him. They're not Gaudiya Vaishnavas. They may be Nimbarkis. They may be Vallabha's followers. They may be just Brijvasis, their own Bhav or their own Rag. But they honor this person even today. So here we're hearing about this Sanatana Goswami, who is our Sambandha Acharya of the Gaudiya Tattva Siddhanta Sadhana and Sadhya, the practices and the goal of Krishna consciousness. And what kind of person? Sadguna. Sadguna. He had all the wonderful characteristics of eternal goodness. And he was a pandit. Sadguna, pandit, sabar, sabar. Kitna sabari. When you go to rickshaw, the Bengali guy says, oh, kitna sabari. How many people? How many are you? Kitna log. Sabara. Sabara Priya Sanatan. He was dear to everyone. Dira Dira Jana Priya Priya Kuro Nirmatsara Pujito. And he was because therefore everyone bestowed upon him mercy, friendship and honor. So they gave him Maitri, which is friendship, and Kripa, Yogya Kripa, and Gaurava, Gaurava Bhajan. They honor Gaurava. Gaurava means respect, honor, distinction. Gaurava. Gaurava. So this is written 500 years ago by Krishnadas Kaviraj, is saying that everyone means whom? Means the Brijvasis, where he was living for 50 years or 45 years. Sanatana Goswami lived in Vrindavan. So it's that Gaurava is still going on today, and that's why I told you this anecdote about Mudia Purnima, because it illustrates, it's a tika on this word, Gaurava. That's the extent of respect. When you're respected for hundreds and hundreds of years, and a day is named after you, Mudia Purnima. Do you know that? You know that? You know, maybe. Mudia. Mundan, there's one in the Dasavita sanskaras of the human being, and it's not really Dasavita, but it's one of the supplementary sanskaras, is head shaving. It's called Mundan. Mundan, these little babies crying, like, he's 2 years old or so, like that, 1.5 or whatever it is. And they take a razor and they shave his head. And the kid's crying like mad. You ever seen? You had, maybe. They do it here. They do it here also. They do it at Manasapavan Ghat. They do it in different places in Vrindavan. The Vrishvasis come and at some auspicious holy place, and they all this hair they shave off the crying child. Or in the city in someone's house, whatever. It's auspicious. Purification. Right. So this is called Gauranga Unveils the Gem. Sakala Vaishnava Jabe Gora Deshagela Sanatana Mahaprabhur Charne Rahila. When all the other devotees left Jagannath Puri after Rath Yatra and returned to Bengal, Sanatana Goswami stayed for 1 year under the care of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dola Yatra Adi Prabhur Sangete Dekila Dine Dine Prabhu Sange Ananda Bodila. Needless to say, Sanatana Goswami was enjoying great pleasure, ever-increasing pleasure in the association of Mahaprabhu. And together they observed the swing ceremony of Lord Jagannath, Dol Yatra, which we call Julan Yatra. Purve Vaishaka Mashe Sanatana Javayaila Jeshta Mase Prabhu Tanre Pariksha Karila. Sanatana Goswami came to Puri in the month of April and May to visit Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And during the month of June, Mahaprabhu tested him. The theme of a lot of these stories is about examinations and tests. You may feel that you're back in school or something. There's this examination, an examination of love, an examination of this and that. This word is often there in the Shastras, pariksha, examination, checking for the qualification, the depth of love, the depth of loyalty, the depth of surrender. We are discussing in the about the Manjari's loyalty to Radharani and how sometimes Radharani tests the loyalty of her Manjari's. You may recall we discussed that. So here, Sanatana Goswami is going to be tested. What will that test be? How will Gauranga test his devotee Sanatana Goswami? Will the devotee pass the test? What is the nature of that test? Jeshtamase Prabhu Jameshwara Totta Aila Bhakta Anurode Tahan Bhikshat Jekarila. In June, Mahaprabhu went to Yameshwara Totta. There's a temple about 10 minutes. Hardly 10 minutes walk from Tota Gopinath and Chatak Parvat in Jagannath Puri. Tota Gopinath is at the almost the peak of Chatak Parvat. And you go down the hill, it's a hill, sand dune or whatever. You go down the hill, and as you go down the hill, the street goes to the right. And then there, down many, many steps, and below the level of the earth where all the people's houses are, there's a big dugout area which is the temple and gardens of Lord Shiva called Yameshwar Tota. There's some vidhi in this Mandir Stapati Shastra when making a Shiva temple. The Shiva temples are usually depressed. They're usually under lower level than the ground itself. You'll see. Whatever the ground level is, usually you have to go down a few steps to enter a Shiva temple, generally. When you go to Nandagram, you see Nandishwar on the top of the hill. You're walking around the parikrama marg of Krishna, Balaram, Yashoda, and Nanda, and Srinam, and Madamangala, and whoever else is there. Everyone's been to Nandagram. And on the left-hand side of the parikrama marg is the temple of Nandishwar, Lord Shiva. And if you remember, you have to go from the level that you're walking on the Prikma Marg, you have to go down some steps, yes? Everyone can recollect. So you go to Mathura, to Rangeshwara Mandir, or you go to all the major Shiva temples. You have to go down some steps, and also Durga, usually, not always, and then Durga will be even lower than that, even lower step. The worship of Durga and Shakti is sometimes very low. So this temple is there, and Lord Chaitanya was there at that temple of Lord Shiva. And he went there, and he accepted prasadam at the request of the devotees. So apparently he went to the gardens there, and they had a picnic with all the devotees of Jagannath Mahaprasadam. Madhyana bhiksha kale sanatane balaila prabhu balaila tandra ananda badila. During lunchtime, Mahaprabhu called for Sanatana Goswami. Bhiksha kale, bhiksha, time for food. And Sanatana Goswami became full of bliss when he was invited by Lord Chaitanya to take prasadam. Remember, it's June. And June in India, in general, is very, very hot. It's a hot season everywhere, except up in the hill stations or up in Himalayas or so. But in Jagannath Puri, we've been there many times in the summer, and May and June. And right after Rath Yatra, we return to Vrindavan. It's so hot that generally, when you're there, you want to walk from your guest house down to the beach and swim in the ocean. But if you forget your chapels by chance, or you already wore them down on the beach, if you forget them, you won't forget them the next time. Because the sand by nature is, from sand they make glass. In the production of glass, they use sand and some technique, and they make this glass window panes from sand, a particular type of sand. So in sand, which is like type of earth and sand, there's all little crystals there, little white, clear pieces of particles mixed in with brown and so many things that make sand. And when the sun hits those, they become like magnifying glasses. Magnifying glass. When you're young children, especially boys, they get a big magnifying glass like this. And they go out and find some dried leaves or dried paper. And they channel and focus the rays of the sun. This is boys' things. Girls don't do like this. They don't play. Boys play with fire. They like to break things and create things and break things. So you get a magnifying glass. You ever done? And you let the sun pass through it. And then you angle it. And then you concentrate the rays on some dry paper or some coconut, dry coconut. And then wait some time and it'll start smoking. And you go like that. Then you'll get a fire. And that's how they start fires. The Brahmins in South India, that's how they start fires in the ashram. Because fire is supposed to be started, the yajna fire is supposed to be started by mantra. But unfortunately in Kali Yuga, mantras are not very expertly pronounced. If you ever watch any yajnas or pujas, usually someone's reading a book. Swaha, da-da-da-da, swaha, da-da-da, swaha. Because our brains are not so good, our memories are even worse. And they can't even pronounce the mantras correctly, what to speak of, remember them. So the mantra for lighting fire is mostly forgotten. I've stayed at some ashrams in South India from time to time. And I saw this being done. And I inquired from the Mahant, the Acharya, I said, you don't know how to chant mantra? He looked at me and laughed. He said, Swamiji, those days are long gone. Long gone. But we're not allowed to use, we have to use, because mantra, what he told me is the mantra actually invokes the sun, because the origin of fire is the sun. I mean, Krishna, ultimately. But all fires are from the sun. So the mantra invokes, it's a mantra to Suryadev, and Agni and Suryadev. So it invokes Agni and Suryadev, and then they make whatever, make the wood, the irony wood, or the sacrificial wood starts burning. By the mantra, Agni comes there with the fire and goes. So he said, and now everywhere we use this. We start the fire with coconut. It all has to be natural We use dried husk of coconut and a magnifying glass. And I watched them, and they were in a corner, a windless place, in that corner of the wall of the ashram, the boundary wall, no wind, and focusing. Now the fan, and once a coconut, because they had a kanda deep, most ashrams have a kanda deep, and he said, our flame, this is our flame, they, in the kitchen they have a kanda deep, the fire is always burning in the kitchen. The fires, the cooking fires in Jagannath Swami's kitchen in Puri, they have been burning consistently for 3,000 years or something. Because that fire is considered a murti of Agni. So they keep that fire in a clay pot and the ghee, and there's a whole... It's a deity. It's Agni. So then every day that fire starts all the other fires, and it's like Agni is helping Lakshmi Devi, and Lakshmi Devi is cooking in all those fires. It's very deep, a tattva behind the whole thing. At any rate, so the sand is very, very hot because the sun is coming, hitting that sand, and each one of those clear pieces of glass in the sand is like a magnifying glass. And if you don't believe me, come to Puri in June. June 15th, and walk across the sand, see how you feel. Because, you know, I don't want to bring my chapels, because I was staying, usually I'm by myself. So if I bring my chapels and I go swimming, when I come out, the chapels will be have walked away without me, so to speak. You know, sometimes chapels, they have their own consciousness. So they walk away. You know, everything's conscious in the holy dham. So the trees can walk, and your shoes can walk right away from you. I think everyone's had the experience. So the first time I went, I didn't bring the chapels. And then I got there, and I started walking. I said, wow, this is like walking on fire. And then I didn't want to turn back because I wanted to go in the ocean. So I just ran like lightning speed, burning my feet all the way to near the water where the sand was a little cool, and I put my things there, and then the next day were my chapels, and they were stolen, so then I had to go back and burn my feet. It's really an austerity to be in Puri in the summertime, unless you have an unlimited stock of chapels. These are some of the practical odd points about touring India, the subcontinent. As Churchill said about England during World War II, when everyone was starving in England and they're being bombed by the Germans and they're about to throw in a towel, until Churchill convinced Roosevelt to join the war. America had lots of money and lots of army and lots of everything, but they thought, America doesn't like England that much, and nor do the English like Americans that much. It goes all the way back to 1776, when there was a revolution and we threw out the British. So the Americans were saying, okay, England, you fight your war with Germany, we're not getting involved. But then they said, we'll be wiped out. And when they wipe us out, they'll come to America and wipe you out also. So then Roosevelt surrendered. So that time, Churchill tried to encourage the people. He said, England with all thy faults, England with all thy faults, how I love you. So I like this motto for Western people living in India. India with all thy faults. India with all thy faults, compared to Switzerland, Germany, France. With all thy faults, how I love you. So we love India. Especially, really, we love... Like a lot of people ask me, they say, how long you've been here? I say, some time. They say, what? They say, you must really love India. I said, I don't love India exactly, but I love Vrindavan, and it appears to most people, you and I, that Vrindavan is situated in India. As far as India goes, I offer all respect, but I would like to be at a distance. but it's you can't separate the two, so I love India with all thy faults, and I love Vrindavan, which has no faults. The only fault in Vrindavan is me. Otherwise, if I was not here, there wouldn't be any faults. That's the mood. I'm setting the Udipan that the sand in Puri is extremely hot, very hot. Has anyone experienced it? Raise your hand. Acha. Without chapels. Oh, with the little footies. You ran? Oh, I'm you're a little relaxed. I can't tolerate. I ran so fast. Anyway, unforgettable. So now about the examination. What will that examination be? How will Lord Chaitanya test Sanatana Goswami? He's invited him to take Jagannath Mahaprasadam in a beautiful garden beside the Indian Ocean. The Bay of Bengal. So now Sanatana Goswami has to get there. There's Sitabokul, where Sanatana Goswami is staying. Sitabokul is here. And there's Yameshwar Tota, which is over here. Okay? And a short, and that's right behind south and east of the Jagannath Temple is Yameshwar Tota. Sanatana Goswami is here at Sitabokul, and he has to go over here. The temple is here. So the shortest way is to go behind the temple, Lokanath Sahi Road, or to go some of the roads there, to go around the back of along the temple wall and go out the back way, and there's a back way you can go and end up at Yameshwar Tota. But if you go that way, all on the backside and side, that's where all the Brahmins and Saivites and Pujaris of Jagannath Temple live. They live all there, and all the way up the hill, all the way to Yameshwar Tota and to Tota Gopinath, all those small streets, it's all Brahmins and Saivites. Very, very small lanes. As you see today, that's exactly how it was 500 years ago. Exactly the same. And even some places has the same stones that Lord Chaitanya walked on are there. The streets are not paved. They're just these gray stone, or these characteristic stones of Orissa. These small side streets. Stones are 500, 1,000, 2,000 years old. Very, very old. It's a very old place. So he's thinking what to do. Madhyane samuja valu hanache agni sama se pate sanatana karila gaman. At noon, the sand on the beach of Puri was as hot as fire. Agni sama. Agni sama is as hot as fire. But Sanatan decided to come by that path, because he considered himself fallen, although he was a Saraswat Brahmin by birth and by upbringing, and a very learned pundit. As we heard, he was a pundit and dear to everyone. He considered himself to have lost his caste, because in the rigid society of 500 years ago, if you would eat with moguls, or you would sit with moguls on the same line or in the same place, or if their shadow, or there's such strict caste consciousness and Hindu-Muslim consideration, Hindu-Mughal. And Sanatana Goswami was working for the Qazi, the Mughal emperor of Bengal. He was his minister of finance. So they were regularly eating together. Sanatana Goswami, of course, was eating vegetarian food, prasadam, cooked by Brahmins. But all these fine points of behavior and contamination and social. So he considered, and the society was like that in those days, that he considered that he had lost his caste, that he was no longer actually a Brahmin, that he was now a mogul. So he considered himself fallen. So he never went into the temple to take darshan of Jagannath. He only saw Jagannath in Rath Yatra, just like all of we Western people. And he never went anywhere near the Jagannath Singhadwara gate or the Grand Road or anywhere in that area to avoid possibly rubbing shoulders or bumping into some Saivite of Jagannath. That's how much respect and adar he had, and such humility. Although he was Sadgun, we just heard his qualities, he's being glorified by another pundit, by a great pundit, Vaishnava pundit, Vidvan, Krishnas Kaviraj. He's a pundit, Krishnas. Kavi means pundit. So he's saying this individual is Sadguna. He has all good qualities of the demigods. And Yasyadevi Para Bhaktir Yatade. No, it's Yasti Bhaktir Bhagavati Kinchana. He has all the good qualities of the demigods. And he is a pundit, so learned and he's dear to everyone. He has such wonderful, attractive, sweet, and amazing qualities. That's who we're talking about. But at the same time, he felt, I am fallen. Kayami tapatroi, nicha jati, nicha jati, nicha janam. That's how he introduced himself to Lord Chaitanya Sanatana and said, nichi jati, I'm a very low caste. Nichi janam, I have a very low birth and low caste. Kayami tapatroi, who am I? I am suffering from the threefold miseries. Such humility and such surrender and self-effacement. He presented himself before Lord Chaitanya. So now he chose to come by that way. Here's his kutir, here's where he has to go. He can go this way. But instead he went down the Swargadwara Road. He came out of Siddhavakuli, went down Swargadwara Road, then he went along the beach from Swargadwara Road, all the way along the beach to come up by Todagopinath. And that's a fishing village. There's fishermen that live over there even today. That's not a Brahmin area. It's came in the back way and up the hill by Todagopinath, the backside, which is where everyone, even today, as then and today, that's where everyone passes stool on that road. Next to the Gaudiya Math, and there's a water tower there. That's the stool field, and it's been a stool field for 500 years on that sand there. So he came that way and then down the hill to avoid the possibility of seeing or stepping on the shadow or bumping into any Brahmin. So he was here and he had to go here, but he went like this, this way. A long distance he walked along the sand, hot burning sand, which I personally have experienced 10 summers in a row. I couldn't bear it for 10 seconds. I literally walked on the sand and burned my feet off it. Here in Bengali it says Agni Sama, which means it was equal to fire. But in American slang, my friends and I were looking at each other and saying, this is hotter than hell. We said, this sand is hotter than hell. But here it's very proper. Agni Sama, it's equal to fire, which is a more proper, dignified way of describing the unbearably scorching hot sands of the Puri beach in the month of Jaisht, summer. But how did he respond? How did Sanatana Goswami respond? How did he react and respond to all that fiery pain and burning, toasting feet? His feet would get second degree burns from that sand and become calloused afterwards by such a long walk across the sand, all kinds of calluses, and they would swell up with liquid and be so painful to walk on for weeks. How did he respond? What did he think? Where was his consciousness? Where was his heart? Krishnadas Kaviraj tells us, Prabhu bolanche e anandita man tapta valukate para pore taha nahi jan. He didn't know anything. He was blissed out. He was totally overjoyed in bliss because he was invited by Gauranga to take prasadam. Can you imagine how happy you would be if you were invited by some huge, big person? Yes, come and take prasadam. It's a very such honor and such distinction and recognition and appreciation if some big person invites you. God is inviting me for lunch. Mahaprabhu is inviting me with his antaranga bhaktas. Me, fallen that I am, he's personally inviting me to take prasad with him, sitting next to him. How fortunate I am. What a great honor. So he was so overjoyed at getting the invitation, he didn't even feel that his feet were being burned in the hot sand. Dui paye poksha poska haila tabo gela prabhustan bhikshakari mahaprabhu kari jachena vishram. Although the soles of Sanatana Goswami's feet became burned and covered with blisters because of the heat, Foska means blisters, he nevertheless walked all the way to Mahaprabhu. There he found that Mahaprabhu had already taken and now he was resting. Bhiksha avashesha patra govinda tare dila prasada pana sanatana prabhu pashe aila. Govinda Das, the personal servant of Lord Chaitanya, gave the avashesh, bhiksha avashesh. He gave the remnants, the prasadi remnants of Gauranga Mahaprabhu to Sanatana Goswami. After taking this Mahaprasadam, avashesh, Sanatana Goswami approached Mahaprabhu. At that time, Mahaprabhu said, Prabhu kahe, kon pat aila sanatan, tina kahe, samudra pat karilun agaman. Mahaprabhu said, Sanatan, by which path did you take to come here? He said, I've come along the path of the ocean, samudra pat, the path leading along the ocean. Prabhu kahe, tapta Valukate kimana aila? Singa dwarera pala shitala kina na aila. How did you come? How did you do that? How did you walk along the Samudra Pat, along those hot scorching sands? Why didn't you come from along the path of Singa Dwara, the east gate of the temple, as I mentioned to you? There's Siddhavakul, you come out of Siddhavakul, you turn right, you go down a little bit towards Jagannath Temple, then you turn left. You go along the wall, the outside wall, and then you go right to there. Lord Chaitanya is saying, why didn't you go that way? That's very cool. Shitala. Singa Dwara Shitala Kini Aila. It's because there's many shade trees there inside the temple over that wall, and there's many houses shading from the sun. Out on the beach, the sun is fully exposed on the sand. And now Mahaprabhu is expressing his compassion and concern for his loving devotee Sanatana. He says further. He says, Tapta valo kaya tomar paya hoila vran chalite na parakeon karila sahan. Mahaprabhu said, that hot sand must have severely blistered your tender feet. Now you cannot even walk anymore. How could you tolerate it? Because when you read the Samudra Chandrika, it's a moonbeam which describes the physical characteristics of different castes and personalities. Like mudra. Mudra means postures. So this is Samudra Chandrika, it's the name of the book. It describes omens, also describes physical characteristics. So it says, one of the lakshana, Brahman lakshana, the deha lakshana of a Brahman, or sharira lakshana, the characteristics of a Brahman's body is that his feet are, skin and soles of his feet are naturally very, very soft. It's not that he's soaking them in milk all day, soaking his feet in a milk bathtub or something, or rubbing some kind of jojoba oil or some kind of shea, soaking his butter and soaking his feet in shea butter all day. He's born that way, it's naturally that way, that his feet are very, very soft. So that compounds the problem even more, enhances the problem, and pronounces the tapasya, the tapta, and suffering he experienced and underwent because his feet are so tender and soft. He's a Brahmin, Saraswat Brahmin. And Lord Chaitanya knows he also has such soft feet. How could you tolerate it? Sanatan Goswami, Sanatan Kahe, Dukha Bahuta na Paulan, Paye Bran Hinache Taha na Janilan. I didn't feel any pain, not so much pain. Nor did I even know that my feet were covered by blisters because of the scorching heat. Singa dwari jayate, mora nahi adikar, vishesh takur tahan sevakera prachar. I have no right, I have no adikar to pass by the Singa dwara because that is where the Sevites of Jagannath, Thakur Jagannath, They're always coming and going there, back and forth for their seva. Sevak, sevak, gata agati kare, nahi avasar, tara sparsha haile sarva, nasha habe more. Sarva nash, everything will be finished. Sevait sparsha, sarva nasha. If by chance I bump shoulders or hit one of the sevites because the streets are very crowded, then everything I have would be lost. If I touch them, I shall be ruined. Shuni Mahaprabhu Mani Santosha Paila Tushtahana Tanre Kichu Kahita Lagila. When Mahaprabhu heard all these details of the vichar, the consideration and thinking of his devotee Sanatan, why he went the long way, which was so painful and scorching, and what he thought and how he appreciated, he became Santosh and Tushta, very satisfied and very happy. He was greatly pleased and very happy. His mind, Santosh Man, very, very happy. So then, he was so happy and so proud of his devotee Sanatan Goswami and so pleased with his exemplary behavior. Krishna says in Gita, Yad yad acharati shrestas tata devitarojana sayat pramanam kurute lokas tadunavartate. Whatever standards a great man sets and whatever behavior he shows to others, the whole world follows. Yad yad acharati shrestha. A shrestha is a very topmost wonderful person. Shrestha means the best of men. Yad yad acharati shrestha. The acharati, the behavior, the actions that the great men establish, the common men follow in their footsteps. And this way he sets the standard of action for the civilized, cultured human beings in the world. So Lord Chaitanya is so happy. So he's telling him, he's glorifying Sanatan. Yadyapiyo tumi hao jagat pavan tomasparshe pavachahaya deva munigan tadapi bhakta sabav maryada rakshan maryada palanahaya sadura bhushan. He says, Sanatan, you have such humility and you're thinking if someone touches you that you will contaminate them. They will have to go home and take a bath again. You'll lose your caste or you'll lose everything. But actually, the truth is contrary. You're not apavitra. You're not impure. You're not amangal, inauspicious. Rather, you are the Jagat Pavan. You heard of Patita Pavan Avatar Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. You are the purifier. You cannot, no one will become contaminated by touching your body, by seeing you. Not only one or two or three, your body, your glance, your drishti, can purify the entire universe, Jagat Bhavan. That's one quality you have. And although the demigods and great saints, they become purified, demigods, devas, and rishis, they become purified by your touch. Toma sparshe pavitra deva muni gan. Sparsha means to touch. Tomar means your touch purifies gan. Groups and groups, hundreds and hundreds of devas and rishis, they'll become purified by your touch. What to speak about the Puri Pandas? The Puri Pandas and sevaks of Thakur Jagannath. That would be their benefit or their good luck if they bumped into you. We have that phrase, oh, what good luck, I'm bumping into you. We say that sometimes, it's like American slang. I bumped into so-and-so in the market. Sometimes it's literal, your car hits his car, boom. But it means I met so-and-so, it's a slang expression, I bumped into so-and-so. It means you met them, you met them in the market. So this, he's saying that this is the characteristic of a devotee, but I see in you that this is the characteristic of a devotee to observe and protect the Vaishnav etiquette. Maintenance of Vaishnav etiquette is the ornament of a devotee. Maryada Palana Haya Sadhura Bhushana. Maryada. Maryada Purushottam Sri Krishna. Sri Ramchandra. He's the upholder of law and order, Yama Niyama, Maryada. So the Maryada Palana means to protect the law of behavior. So he says, this is the ornament of a devotee, Sadhur Bhushanam. Kapila Muni in the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, he's enunciating what are the characteristics, what are the qualities of a devotee. Tatikshva Krunika Surida Sarvat Dehana. Says Ajata Shatrava Shatu. Sadhavo Sadhubhushanam. He says Sadhavo Sadhubhushanam. These qualities, Tatikshva Krunika, compassion, tolerance, and respect for all, these are the qualities of a sadhu, of a saintly, a sadvi. Sadvi is a saintly woman, or a sadhu, a saintly man. Sarava sadhu bhushanam. These are the ornaments, these are the jewels, the gems of the sadhu, or the saintly devotee or man. So the same point Lord Chaitanya is saying, sadhur bhushanam. This is your ornament, this is your gem. That's why this story is called The Gem. Gauranga unveils the gem. The story is called Gauranga unveils the gem, the ratna, the jewel, the bhushana, the bhushan. So the bhushan, the gem, is behavior. Flawless, clear, transcendental, Vaishnava behavior. Sad achar. The behavior of a person going to eternal dham. Sat dham. Sad acharya. The behavior of God and His eternal associates is called sadachar. Godly men and godly ladies, they observe sadachar, proper behavior. And Lord Chaitanya goes on, just two more verses. Maryada rakile tushta kaila moraman tumiyaichi nakarile kare konjan. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to Sanatana Goswami, and to all of us, this is a teaching and a lesson to all of us. If by observing etiquette, Vaishnava sadachar, you have satisfied my mind, tushtamana, you satisfied my mind, who else but you could show, who else but you, Sanatan, could show such a sterling and perfect example of pure Vaishnava behavior, to suffer all that personal inconvenience and all that personal misery, and for weeks and weeks on end you'll have blisters on your feet, you won't be able to take a step here or there without excruciating pain, but you underwent all that so you would not make the slightest offense to the Vaishnava pujaris. So that was Lord Chaitanya's teaching. Then Krishnas Kaviraj concludes the story. Etabali Prabhu Tanre Alinga Kaila Tanra Kandu Rasa Prabhu Sriyanga Lagila. After saying this to Sanatan, Mahaprabhu embraced Sanatan Goswami. And again, the moisture oozing from the itching sores in Sanatan's body smear the body of the Lord. And that story we discussed already. So this whole idea of this story is to be reminded of Vaishnava behavior. And the Lord is, if we behave very nicely as devotees and Vaishnavas, and suffering, we can accept personal inconvenience if it provides convenience for others, if it provides comfort for others. We will suffer or experience inconvenience or discomfort for the happiness and comfort and convenience of others, especially the Vaishnavas. Sri Hari Guru Vaishnava Seva. That is the lesson that Sanatana Goswami is teaching. And that's the lesson that Lord Chaitanya is also showing, that by this type of behavior, by suffering, by undergoing or experiencing personal discomfort or inconvenience for the pleasure of the devotees, Krishna becomes tushtamana. He says, santoshmana, tushtahana. Santoshmana tushtahana. Santosh is the same in Hindi. It means that God, we can be reassured. We may be a little inconvenient for us, or a little bit, some obstacles, or maybe even some suffering. But if it gives pleasure to another Vaishnava, then that's very good. And we can be reassured that Krishna, Bhagavan, he's very happy. His mind is santosh, toshan, completely satisfied with such a sacrifice, such self-sacrifice and such giving to others for their happiness and pleasure. And then he says, santosh, and then he says, tushta, that the Lord becomes very happy, very satisfied and very pleased. And that in fact is the aim and objective of every devotee's each and every activity, is to make the Lord happy and satisfied. This is a very wonderful teaching of Chaitanya Charitamrita, being taught through the eternal associate Sanatan Goswami by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gauranga unveils the gem of the Sarubhushanam, the great ornament gem, and that diamond-like ornament of Vaishnava behavior, which we should all try to adopt and display and exhibit at all times, although sometimes we may fail in our attempts to behave properly, but we should always be trying our best to be agents of pleasure for the Lord and agents of service to the Vaishnavas. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. So, Harinam Sankirtan.